In the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. When reading Ephesians 6 a few days ago, I noticed in verses 17 and 18 and 19, that Paul makes a connection between prayer and keeping watch or keeping alert. Now, while the terms David and Paul respectively use are not identical, nevertheless, they're arguably synonymous. And so I'd like for us to briefly consider what Paul is saying here in verses 18 and 19. Now, you know the context. Paul has just called all the Ephesian saints, men, women, and children, to arms, to array themselves in the priestly armor he described, and to make up the weapons by which, and to take up the weapons by which we fight. And then Paul basically says that at the bottom of it all, the bottom line is that if you want to conquer, you have to pray. Notice the emphasis that Paul places on prayer. Notice the repetition of language here in just these few verses and how prayer encompasses all of life. Paul uses the word all four times. And notice what this means. Prayer encompasses a whole lifetime, praying always. It encompasses a whole range of prayers, all prayers and supplications. It encompasses a whole community for Paul and all the saints. Prayer is what enables us to move out and conquer the world. And we have to remember and recognize that prayer accomplishes things we can't do by our own effort, organization, or skill. I doubt we'd argue that point. But readily admit that at one level, prayer remains mysterious. You know, we really can't explain how it works. But this not knowing seems to be part of the point, part of the life of faith. And so prayer remains a deeply practical thing to do. And as practical as prayer is, as many times Scripture commands us to do it, even assumes it, we readily must confess that prayer is hard work. It takes our whole being, even as we offer up prayers in the Spirit. Prayer takes commitment to the kingdom for which we pray. In other words, Paul calls us to live what we pray for, and that's another challenge for us, isn't it? Paul also says to be watchful, which quite simply means to stay awake. It's a word that has the idea of lying sleepless or even to pass a sleepless night. It's the same instruction Jesus gave to the disciples who were with him in Gethsemane. They were to stay awake and pray. So in like manner, Paul tells the Ephesians to do the same. And stop and consider and compare the moment, the dark moment that faced Jesus and the disciples and the urging to alertness in prayer. And similarly, a dark moment, a dark time is coming to the Ephesian Christians and thus Paul's exhortation to watchfulness. Again, there's no place for complacency, no place for sleepiness, whether corporately as a church or in our individual Christian walk. We, too, need to be watchful and should be spurred to greater watchfulness in prayer, not only that we might be faithful in our present stations, but also that we might be able to stand in the day of persecution if and when it comes. And we should be watchful for the sake of the church in other parts of the world, praying for all of the saints, especially those in persecuted lands. Part of our calling as priests, as priest warriors, is to be interceding on behalf of the church and the world. Prayer is a fundamental characteristic of who we are as the church. It needs to have a priority place in our community life, and it's part and parcel as to why we're here doing what we're doing this evening, even now, and what we'll be further engaged in momentarily. And as we pray and intercede here, that should then flow out into our praying lives as families and individuals. Paul's placing an emphasis here, and so must we. Again, he mentions prayer and petitions four times in just a couple of verses. So that tells us it's important. And if you've not made a habit of praying through the persecuted church prayer calendar each month, I'd encourage you to do so. First, because it gives much-needed perspective of the abundant blessings we enjoy in this country and the freedom of worship we have, for which we should be regularly thankful. But second, because it's a simple act of obedience to the command given in Hebrews 13:3. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. You have more in common with those imprisoned, faithful brothers and sisters in the Lord than with your pagan neighbor across the street who likes the same sports teams you do or likes the same beer or movies, etc. So pray and stay awake. Pray and keep watch. Pray and be alert. Pray and be on guard. Amen.